Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The BBC's denying claims by Ian Crane, who reports that he's worked for the BBC in the past, one of the heads of UK 9/11 Truth. He says that inside sources at BBC have told him the BBC was pressured to air 9/11 hit piece. And from every indices I've got, it's going to be a sophisticated, multi-layered hit piece. But I just talked to the director of the piece, and he claims that it's, quote, balanced, and that they're not, they don't have two versions or a working version, but that he can't come on today because they're busy doing finishing touches. Paul Watson, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes in this segment. Any other comments or key points you'd like to make surrounding this? And would you like to describe, I notice I'm glad that you've been focused on this without me even telling you to be. Why do you think this is so important? Why have you been focused on it?
Well, because the BBC is syndicated worldwide now with BBC America, so I'm sure it will be repeated in several other countries. And it's a kind of litmus test for the recent sea change in coverage of the 9/11 truth movement, which, although there has been a few virulent hit pieces like George Monbiot, the tide is starting to turn where the coverage is complementary and in some cases even glowing.
And the government has to do that while slipping their propaganda in, because when you got 84% believing they've been lied to in an Angus and Reid ABC Wall Street Journal poll, and when you've got 68% in Zogby's believing inside job, 36% believing inside job in Ohio polls, Scripps-Howard News Service, Ohio University polls, and that goes back, and it's accelerating, they've got to respond now.
Right, and they've also kind of changed tack on the way it's treated from ad hominem name-calling attacks and just blanket denouncements.
They've been moving, in my opinion, into straw men and also going to kooks, but go ahead.
Straw men, yeah, and also by creating, because they can't debate us on a level playing field, they can't answer any of the questions, so they've moved to this tactic where they're calling it a kind of, what the X-Files producer called it, a secular mythology or a religious faith that we engage in because it makes us feel more comfortable about the world to believe that major tragedies are controlled by some higher force. And that was one of the originators of that was a Fox News columnist, syndicated columnist called Betsy Hart, who said the same thing, basically. So,
and writes for Scripps-Howard News Service and had to reverse her article about me and print a retraction.
Yeah, and she was basically saying that I wrote in the article quite how a group of ragtag fundamentalists was a scarier prospect than the leviathan menace of an all-powerful genocidal state in control of a standing army was never explained. Because she said, we're just so afraid of these Muslim extremists that we will create an alternate account of history just to try and vanquish that threat from our minds because it makes us feel more comfortable, and that's very similar to what this X-Files guy they interviewed said.
Well, that makes zero sense. Paul, you've done 3 reports on this, and I know you want to spend some time with your girlfriend this weekend, and your brother's the weekend editor at Prison Planet, but this is so important. I need you to listen to my first hour yesterday where I laid out, I think, a lot of points that haven't been covered yet, and then go do your own research, add your own info, but that psychological test they have, and then how I break down how many things they claim still aren't real, are admitted by the government to be real, and just walk through their tactics and how they're failing. I think this is really important, this BBC piece, and I have looked it up. It's going to air in hundreds of countries.
Right, but 9/11 Truth has reached critical mass. I think it's reached the tipping point where these kind of hit pieces, if it does turn out to be a hit piece, are not having the same effects anymore. The holes in the ship are massive and wide. The water's pouring in, and they're trying to bail it out with thimbles.
That's right. It's an energy well, and the more they attack us, the more energy they give us.
Right.
So, we'll be right back. Thank you for joining us, Paul Watson.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care. We'll be right back with a very special guest and taking your phone calls as well.
Cheers.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have literal breaking news during the breaks, and I end up getting back late sometimes. Guys, you need to pipe me some audio. Thank you. We now go to Elizabeth De La Vega. Ms. De La Vega is a former federal prosecutor with more than 20 years of experience. During her tenure, she was a member of the Organized Crime Strike Force and chief of the San Jose branch of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of California. Her pieces have appeared in The Nation, The Los Angeles Times, and Salon, and she writes regularly for other major publications, and we're honored to have her. The new book is Us, or the U.S. versus Bush. And from her perspective, she looks at it from a grand jury point of view of what this administration has really done. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, Well, thanks for having me. Yes, it's U.S. versus George W. Bush.
But I kind of like how it's a double entendre or kind of a pun because it looks like us versus,
I know, yeah. Other people have mentioned that, too. You're right. It does. And what I did was, as you mentioned, I was a prosecutor for more than 20 years. And when I retired, I took early retirement in 2004. And I really had a chance to look at the pre-war intelligence, and I approached it just exactly as I would of any case, and I gathered all the evidence I could find that was declassified from behind the scenes, and that was from the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence report, the 9/11 report, and so forth.
But I mean, let's stop for a moment and tell folks about who you are, why you've written this book, what this is all about, and how you got the courage to do something like this, because it's quite an indictment, and I've read over it, quite accurate from my research point of view. I mean, break down what this book is about.
Okay, well, what it is, it's a hypothetical grand jury presentation, and I set forth this evidence that I was just describing, just as if it were a grand jury, in the same way that I presented any fraud case to any grand jury over the years. And the legal basis, the statute that I use, there are actually a number of different crimes I could have analyzed, but this one is called conspiracy to defraud the United States, and that's a statute that's been around for many, many years, actually over 100 years. And it prohibits anybody in the executive branch or anybody at all from using fraud to interfere with another branch or agency of government.
Doesn't that go back to Ulysses S. Grant when he was president and all that corruption? And then Hoag after him?
Right. Yeah, it's been around since that time, and it was used actually against H.R. Haldeman in the Watergate cover-up scandal, and it was also charged against people in Iran-Contra. And so the main point I try to make in the book is that this fraud that was perpetrated by the administration is, on the one hand, really no different from frauds that are prosecuted every day around the country, in that they use the same kind of fraud techniques that people use to sell bogus stock investments or contracts or, say, the Enron fraud. But on the other hand, as we now sadly know, the scope of it was just massive and much broader than anything I've ever seen.
And then you roll through the evidence of that, and obviously we're talking about the Bush administration and several major initiatives. Break that down, please.
Okay, well, I do go through the whole chronology, but just briefly, when the Bush administration announced in September 2002, and of course the authorization was voted on in October 2002, when they announced that they were going to have a quote-unquote open dialogue about the war, I go through this in detail in the book, but the invasion had already taken place and was well on its way. And the very next day, actually, after that open dialogue announcement, we and the British launched the largest number of airstrikes against Iraq that had ever been launched since 1998. So that statement in and of itself was deceptive. And then they set about with this massive marketing campaign, and they used broad fraudulent assertions like, you know, Iraq is a grave and gathering danger, even though the National Intelligence Estimate said no such thing. But then,
and then right around that time, we get the White House memo, the smoking gun, where they're saying we can stage WMD fines, we can get our aircraft shot down.
Right. And see, the thing about it is that, and there, another reason I wrote the book is that as people who are even really paying close attention get all the information piecemeal as you go along, and I wanted to lay it out in one place. And my biggest problem, actually, is that there's just too much evidence of deceit, and I couldn't even...
Exactly. Every day I say that's our main problem.
Right. And they're kind of like a moving target, and they keep doing other things that are also criminal, so people really can't catch up with what they've done already. So I wanted in one place to have just this whole layout of the fraud, both the broad kind of deception and then some more specific statements that I go into in detail about.
Yeah, this was one of the cases that you directed at the U.S. Attorney's Office as their director of the Organized Crime Task Force there in San Jose. I mean, I've heard other prosecutors, and it's even been in a few movies, they call this an orgy of evidence. I mean, is this an orgy of evidence?
Yeah. I've never used that word before, but you're right. It's just overwhelming evidence. And what was astounding to me is that we seem to all know all this, but nobody can act on it. And my hope in writing this out was to motivate both the public and ultimately Congress to really do something about this because, for example, when Enron broke, everybody was outraged. Of course they were, and rightly so. And if people had just said, well, it's all over now, let's not worry about it anymore, that would have been just an outrage to the public.
And what Bush is doing is hundreds of times bigger, and clearly he was involved in Enron as well.
But
with the attempt to start an Iranian war, this could be thousands of times bigger than Enron.
Oh, my God. That is so true. And in the book, I lay out, you know, what happened with Iraq and the statements that were being made and what they knew behind the scenes and what they were doing. And it's so chilling, the comparison between what they're doing now with Iran and what they did with Iraq. It's the exact same thing. And it has a double effect of trying to distract people from Iraq, I think. But also, as I talk about in the book as well, they've been wanting to do this, many people in the administration, for years, to invade Iran.
And they've published papers on it, so this is premeditated, so we have clear evidence of that from their own mouths.
Right, and I go through all that, the Project for New American Century documents and their the aid to Cheney, whose name is David Wormser. He's the aide on the Middle East. He's been writing about invading Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya since 1996.
Now, you go through this chronology. What happens in the book with the hypothetical grand jury? I mean, just bullet point it for us if you can.
Oh, well, okay. A lot to go through in 10 minutes. But I start out actually talking about the Project for New American Century and the predisposition of the various people in the administration to invade Iraq, and not only based on political philosophy, but including the fact that President Bush actually declared that he wanted to be a wartime president. He thought that would be a good way to be successful. And then, so it's kind of a day-by-day thing. There's 6 days of grand jury testimony. Then I go into what happened after Bush was elected, and prior to 9/11 even, I was surprised myself to find out that Bush was starting to make these implications about Iraq and talking about Iraq in connection with terrorism even before 9/11. So I kind of traced that. And then after 9/11, of course, the plans for war started. Actually, September 17th, President Bush asked for a preliminary war plan for Iraq. November 21st, he asked for a formal war plan. And throughout 2002, we were moving troops. We had the CIA over there. We were moving funds from Afghanistan to Iraq. Cheney went all around the Middle East, every country around Iraq, and when asked about that on Meet the Press, Condoleezza Rice said it was just a coincidence because he had friends over there. And that was believable, right?
Yeah, the vice president visiting his friends.
Right. So I go through that whole lead up to what was going on behind the scenes that most people didn't know about, of course. And at the same time, they were trying to throw out implications that Iraq was connected to 9/11, and I analyzed that pretty carefully in terms of fraud, because one of the things people don't really understand is that fraud isn't just lying. Under the law, and juries are told this all the time, lying is one kind of fraud, but it's also when you say things that are literally true, but they're intended to deceive, such as the statements Bush made repeatedly about 9/11 and Iraq, and he's still making them today. That's one kind of fraud. Another one would be the half-truth. And Cheney very famously would say that we knew that there were chemical weapons because Saddam Hussein's son-in-law told us. Well, the part he left out of that story, which people would have wanted to know, was that Saddam Hussein's son-in-law also told us that the weapons had been destroyed. So there's just kind of one after the other.
We've got 5 minutes left with you on the other side. Quick break, then a five-minute segment, and then we'll shift gears into other news around the country and the world and open the phones up to your calls for the balance of the transmission. I'm really honored to have a former federal prosecutor and author of the book, U.S. versus Bush, back on the other side with us to wrap up this important interview. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 16, 2007, gold $664.90. Ounce gold coins are at $686.35, $345.73 for half, $172.87 for quarter ounce. That's $686.35, $345.73, and $172.87. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for...
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
Welcome back. Our guest is former federal prosecutor Elizabeth De La Vega. The book is U.S. versus Bush. And to boil it down into simplistic terms here, they criminally defrauded the public and staged the provocations to go to war with Iraq. and to make hundreds of billions in weapon sales, to seize and control trillions in oil, and to set up a domestic police state. Continue with what your book lays out for us.
Okay, well, when you get around to the point after the president decided to announce that he was going to have a dialogue about this war, which is September 2002, Karl Rove and Andy Card, who was the chief of staff at the time, actually announced their intent. They said, we are going to do this marketing campaign, and we're going to get Congress by convincing the public and Congress to authorize this war. And in the end, they said, it will be difficult for anyone to vote against it. Now, that's really a statement of intent to interfere with Congress. Now, it's one thing if they had told the truth, but, of course, they didn't. If they'd used their actual reasons and let people discuss them, that would have been one thing. But one of the key points that the administration started touting at that point was about these aluminum tubes, and I bet your listeners know about these. They were claiming that Iraqis were getting these tubes they were only suited, is what Condoleezza Rice said, for use in centrifuges. Well, at the time she and others were making that statement, they had 14 reports available to them behind the scenes, and this is really undisputed. It's a fact. These are facts found in the Senate report that talked about these tubes, and 12 of them said that this was highly controversial, whether they could be used at all, and then 6 of those reports said, from our own nuclear lab experts and so forth, and the State Department, said they couldn't possibly be used for nuclear centrifuges. They were too long, too wide, they had a coating, and they matched exactly the kind of tubes that the Iraqis were getting for something else.
Then I heard Limbaugh and others just say they were tubes for missiles. I mean, the propaganda is so childish. The level of propaganda they use, and the very same guy that wrote that with Judith Miller at the New York Times is the one last week that put out the report about Iran supplying the sophisticated devices, and that's now been debunked. I mean, it's the same people.
Right, exactly. And they, what's astounding about the New York Times is that they have this one article in the front of their paper, but then they have an editorial in their editorial page saying, you know, we shouldn't let the administration deceive us about the Iran war. So I just don't even understand why they would print such an article.
Well, you got operatives there, and you got people that aren't operatives there, and sometimes the editor's out and misses a story that tells the truth that makes it out to the people. But what should happen to the Bush administration? Could we see a state or federal grand jury start the ball rolling? Should Congress have hearings like they did on Nixon? What would you
exactly
like to see happen?
That's exactly what they should do. And I explain that in the book. I think the best model here is that we have to have hearings that are serious hearings with subpoenas and follow through if the administration doesn't comply. And we have to do the same thing that happened in the Nixon era. And what happened there, of course, is that the information was so compelling that it did lead to the articles of impeachment and the special prosecutor.
But then they had to say, what did he know? When did he know it? We have the neocons so arrogant, they're admitting everything.
I know. Well, the thing about what did he know and when did he know it is exactly what I addressed at length in the book. And it's a very readable book. And I think most people who read it come out being quite overwhelmingly and sadly convinced that...
Do you think it'll be like Iran-Contra? Do you think that Bush will escape prosecution or any of his minions will escape it?
You know, I really don't know. I'm just still hoping that Congress will do its job, which it's supposed to do under the Constitution, and conduct oversight.
The problem is they're bought up by the very... Most of the Democrats are bought off by the very same defense contractor lobbyist.
Right, I know that that's a huge problem, but I still think the people have a say in this, and I just hope that people who want that to happen will continue to say it, regardless of how successful they think it'll be, because if they don't say it, it definitely won't work.
And in closing, I interrupted you. You say they'll come away from the book with what?
Well, the overwhelming and very sad conclusion that the president and his whole administration intentionally deceived the public about the war.
Elizabeth de la Vega, former organized crime force chief investigator, San Jose branch, former federal prosecutor, the book U.S. versus Bush on bookstore shelves everywhere. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll come right back with your calls. A ton of news. You don't want to miss it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using this similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here live with you. David, Leslie, Joseph, and others, we're going to your calls directly here in just a few minutes. In a minute, we're going to go to Dr. Deagle, who has been with the Genesis Communications Network, and I was pleasantly surprised to find out that he would be joining the Genesis Network again this week. And he's got some breaking news he wanted to have a few minutes of time to discuss that I found to be quite interesting because I'd already seen some information on this out of James Weapons Quarterly, and this concerns the Iraq-Iran situation and the coming invasion 2 seconds to midnight, as Dr. Deagle puts it. So we'll talk to him for a few minutes, then go to Joseph first. He's at the end of the line, but he's on his own dime. And then David and Leslie and many others. The toll-free number to join us on this live Friday edition is 1-800-259-9231. But let me take a few minutes out to remind you that I am a documentary filmmaker, and your purchase of the films that I have produced is the main funding mechanism that allows us to run this operation that is on the very tip of the spear in the fight against the global crime syndicate. The films have already sent shockwaves across the planet. We need to intensify the InfoWar, and they're excellent. You need to have them. Even if you know all about the New World Order, there's still more information to have, and it's a great tool to give others. America Destroyed by Design, all three of my police state films, Matrix of Evil, The Masters of Terror, they're now all on DVD. My first seven films, I'd been so busy coming out with new films that I'd never had remastered them or put them on DVD and had them mass-produced. Well, we finally got that done thanks to the help of the great folks at the Brave New Books. They remastered them, did them with the help of Freeman. They look great. You get all three of my Police State films in one case, three DVDs, Police State 2000, Police State 2 The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You need to have these classic films, $34.95. That is 45% off the regular price if these were $19.95 apiece. That, again, ladies and gentlemen, is 45% off. We have other specials where you can get Terror Storm, my new film, my blockbuster, The History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism for only $9.95 when you get it as part of a special. You can get American Freedom to Fascism as low as $9.95, depending on which special you get. I have my new 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts that we sell for $9.95. I mean, these are well-made shirts. Some of these are costing me upwards of $6 a piece. Okay, some cost me $4, depending on the size. I mean, we just want to get it out to you, and we make a couple dollars. So because we do sell things for such low prices, we do need people to support us. So go peruse the secure online safe shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Look at the items. Look at the videos, the books. The videos and books I've put out, the other books and videos we carry, like Loose Change Second Edition or 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions. Get the originals. Get the high-quality DVDs. Get them in the digital quality. Get my films, and please make copies for nonprofit, not-for-sale purposes. Please air them on Access TV. Again, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free. They can answer your questions about different specials and take your order. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can write to us and get videos and books as well. So please take action today. Don't wait. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. It's third-year anniversary of operation coming up in about a month and a half. There are thousands of pieces of media there, from super high-quality bandwidth downloads to easy downloads for those with dial-up. And it's an incredible activist tool to be able to burn them directly to disk, directly to CD, at close, I'd say it's 80% of DVD quality. I mean, it looks like, I don't know, color TV with good rabbit ears, with good reception. And you might see a little grain here or there. Very watchable, incredible activist tool. I'd say it's as good as VHS. It just, go in there, go crazy, make 100 copies of each film or some TV show I did or a special report we do. We're doing three or four of them a week now. We're just dynamoing it up. All the best audio, PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a monthly membership for $5.95. That comes out to about 15 cents a day. Or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free, and that also supports us. But number one, it's a great tool in the fight. I want you to commit to it, and don't forget this weekend, go to the shopping cart, call the toll-free number, write to us, go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and get the best tools in the info war, and join us in history. Come in for the big win against the New World Order. All right, let's go ahead and go to Dr. Bill Deagle. And Dr. Deagle, I'm glad you called in with this special report. You're joining us via ISDN line from your home in Canada. You've got some new developments concerning, we know China's been showing off their satellite obliterating particle beams. We know they've got lots of asymmetrical warfare tools. We know they've been giving a lot of those goodies to Iran. Give us the new report.
Well, we're going to break the entire report.
Do we have Dr. Deagle with us?
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Deagle, please tell us about the guest you've got coming up.
Okay, Will Thomas is going to be on an hour or two of my show, which, of course, follows yours. It'll be on stream number four today. Will Thomas is the journalist that broke the Naval Intelligence Report on the Israeli attempt in the last few weeks to bomb Iran and return back by our jets. But he was approached by some very high-level military intelligence that were extremely concerned over the fact that they've literally Walmarted the, in his words, the entire military and put in chips that are not hardened. Now, as a physician, I worked as a civilian on Atmel Corporation, Colorado Springs, where they make these hardened ferromagnetic chips. And what it means is that the Chinese have literally, with the intelligence knowing this now, demonstrated they can knock out all of our missiles, our ships, our guidance systems, our jets, everything.
Now, be clear. What is Mr. Thomas saying? He's saying they can knock out the hardened chips.
Well, they can knock out the...
Or they've also gone to chips that aren't properly shielded.
Well, they have. What happens is they've literally gone. The hardened chips basically are not through all of our hardware. And I remember this is one of the problems they were dealing with back in the mid '90s when I worked at Colorado Springs with Atmel as one of their doctors taking care of their employees. They had needed to literally replace billions and billions of chips and everything from vehicles to jet aircraft to electrical systems and in our ships and our aircraft carriers. And the problem is the Chinese have literally taken over production even from places like Taiwan where they made military-grade chips that were not going to fail, but apparently are special defects that allow the Chinese to take out our chips, and they've demonstrated apparently in their testing that they can now take out the chips that control, and because of the daisy chain effect, even if you have...
But any word on deploying those weapon systems?
Well, apparently, this is the whole issue, is apparently those systems have been deployed by the Chinese forward and into Iran. And that, so they're getting prepared for our forward placement in order to take out our...
Well, we saw the so-called Russian GPS jammers. Those didn't work too well. What type of weapons platforms? Because I know
EMP type.
No, I understand they're EMP, yeah. But how is it delivered? There's EMP bombs, EMP missiles. The most powerful systems are large stationary or truck-mounted systems that are line of sight. What type of EMP? There's not just EMP, of course. There's also a microwave weapon.
Yeah, I only talked for a few moments to Will. We're going to break the whole story in an hour or two, but I understand that his intelligence sources are very concerned that these systems are now in place in Iran, that the Chinese are directly behind it, that what it will do is basically poke our eyes out and totally neutralize our armed forces. And the military, the senior military, are very freaked out by it, but the people on the ground, literally that run our aircraft carriers or jets or other equipment over there, are not aware that this is a serious problem. They've literally daisy-chained these Walmart-style chips that were made in China, not even Taiwan, not military-grade, that they can be taken out with these systems, and that the Chinese are involved literally with forward placement in Iran and are ready to do something.
So he's saying it's not a system that can take out hardened chips.
No,
but that they've got weapons that'll take out the chips that are conventional.
Right, and the problem is that what they've been doing is that the military have been buying literally from these open systems where they
are. Well, I know that's been a big problem. They've also been buying from the EU, who subcontracts into Taiwan, Japan, and China.
Right,
and that's the problem with having a super high-tech military. They at least need to have redundant backup systems from the fighter jets to the tanks to the anti-missile systems to the missile systems, and most of them do not have backup systems.
Right, and this is the problem is what he called a daisy chain effect, where you might have, say, a missile guidance system, but the electrical power back on the aircraft carrier may have systems that are not hardened against EMP weapons, and as a result, whether it's EMP or scalar-directed weapons that are not nuclear, they can literally take out and poke out our eyes because of this daisy-chaining effect where one system connects to another to another.
Sure, they knock out any piece of the chain, they've knocked down the whole system.
Right, so all the details Will's going to give today, and he'll have the article up at willthomas.net on Monday. He's the journalist who broke the story with his intelligence contacts about our jets turning back the Israeli bombers trying to bomb the Bushehr reactor on the Persian Gulf, as well as the city of Tehran.
Okay, Dr. Deagle, good to hear from you. Appreciate the contact.
Take care, everyone, and keep tuned. We're going to be releasing a lot more information in an hour or two. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Deagle. Let's now go ahead and go to Joseph in the United Kingdom. Go ahead, sir.
Evening, Alex.
Good evening.
Right. Hello. You know this BBC program that's coming up on Sunday about 9/11? It's going to tell us all how we're a bunch of crazy idiots. You had a bit of input in this, so I'm right in thinking that they were making this program around about the 5th anniversary. Is that right?
Precisely.
Yeah. Right, well, check this out, basically, because for the 5th anniversary, I attended a series of events down in London. They were fairly well promoted. They were very high profile. We had David Ray Griffin come to do a talk on I think it was a Saturday. On the Sunday, we basically had like a sort of a nightclub get together with leaflets, all that kind of stuff. And on the Monday, we staged a demo outside the American Embassy. There was plenty of media there, plenty of reporters.
And this is 9/11 Truth in England, yeah.
That's it, yeah. There was David Shaler, there was Annie Michon, there was all the big people, Ian Crane, you know, I was there myself as well. We had this demo outside the American embassy. We had police with machine guns, basically, standing around us, sort of giving us the intimidation tactics. It was all done very professionally, but of course it's intimidating having that presence there. But that's beside the point, anyway. We had this demo anyway, and we had an overwhelmingly positive response from the public. We travelled on the underground with our banners. Again, there was mostly positive response. And we went to the BBC headquarters. Again, this is the morning of the fifth anniversary of 9/11. And David Shaler and Annie Michon and I think a couple of other people actually went in, basically to see if somebody would want to come out and cover this, because this was a big story. We gave them a load of DVDs that I personally produced, and my web address is on for some of the 9/11 Truth stuff that I've done.
Your phone's breaking up a bit. Your phone's getting a little bit watery. Specifically, just boil down what happened.
Yeah, basically, we went into the headquarters, and they weren't interested. They didn't want to cover this. So if they were supposedly filming a documentary about 9/11 Truth, and this was all going on, and they knew that we had this going on in London itself, and we were actually outside the BBC headquarters, why did they not want to know about it?
That would have been an interesting tie-in. Very interesting. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Michigan. David, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Just calling, it's off topic. I want to talk about Pat Thoma. I've done a lot of independent research on Pat Thoma in the past few weeks. And
again, that's the football player that joined the Army Rangers and was killed by friendly fire, and the Pentagon tried to cover it up and claim he died battling Osama bin Laden.
Correct. They gave him the Silver Heart, and for valor in combat, which is not supposed to go to victims of friendly fire. But my theory is, and I think that quite frankly, anybody who does any investigation, including the reporters who have studied it extensively, that it was not accidental, that there was intent, and that was the report, and that was also the conclusion of the first Army investigator who looked at it. His name was Richard Scott.
I know. I've talked to Tillman's brother. He In fact, producer, try to get him on again. He said he'd come on in a few months, maybe. We've talked to Kevin Tillman.
Kevin Tillman, actually, Kevin Tillman is the only reason that Richard Scott, who did the first investigation, and Richard, by the way, he's a captain in the Army. He's, by all accounts, an intelligent, industrious, hardworking guy in the Army. He did the first investigation into the death. He said, quote-unquote, gross negligence, also, quote-unquote, criminal intent. Now, that's not really mincing words when I say criminal intent.
Clearly, Pat was getting mad from what we know, and I've got to be very careful about this because people involved aren't willing to go public with this. But there you have the report. And first it was he died charging into an Al-Qaeda nest. Then it turned out there were no Al-Qaeda for hundreds of miles, no Al-Qaeda, no Taliban. Right. And then it was basically that he was targeted, and then that he was mad about the missions, found out it was all a joke, found out they were just staging raids on things that didn't exist. We've had Corey Rowe of Loose Change on, who was there in those operations, staging with CNN, oh, look, we found Al-Qaeda nest. It was all made up. And that Tillman was getting real mad because he was there to kill Al-Qaeda. And that it was, of course, Special Forces colonels were going public at the time that they would target Al-Qaeda and be pulled off. They'd capture Taliban generals. They'd be ordered to release them. The troops are getting mad on record about all the opium, that they're really there to guard the opium. And they couldn't have Pat Tillman shooting his mouth off, and there is some evidence that it could have been foul play. You just read the first report. I've read that report.
Oh, you read it? Because it's...
I know Kevin's talked to Kevin Tillman. I know I've done research. This is like 6 months ago on this, but specifically, so I can go pull it back up, where did you get that?
I've done all sorts of... I basically looked at every single news article from the AP for ESPN.com did a terrific story, although ESPN's, they had their video report on it was complete nonsense. They had a computer graphic of all these Afghan bullets whizzing down at them. Let me say this definitively, there were no enemy forces nearby. There was not a single bullet.
Your phone, I understand. Your phone was cutting out for a moment, though. Refresh my memory. Give me the Army captain's name again, because I do want to do a report on this, and then go back over where specifically you saw that.
His name is Richard Scott. He did the first investigation, and he's actually like a high riser. He's a captain. He's probably even higher than that now.
Are you on an IP phone? Are you on an IP phone?
Yes, I'm sorry.
It just keeps cutting out. Okay. Richard Scott, captain, and where did you get that particular first filing? I just saw mentions of that in the press of his filing. Do you have the filing?
I have one here, San Francisco Chronicle, 925/05, Rick Scott's name comes up a lot. Kevin, he is.
You know what? I'm going to have to put you on hold. Get that from him when his phone gets better. I just can't do it, folks, because it's too frustrating. I appreciate good callers, but at the same time, when it's these IP phones and I can't understand a word you're saying, I just can't deal with it. All right, I remember seeing that. That's right, San Francisco Chronicle. Get that headline from him, because I don't want to just make that claim without having it. I know we covered it months ago, probably 6 months ago, but let's pull it out again and maybe mention that in the third hour if we have time. Yeah, and again, that's what the family is strongly suspecting, and they know that they got reports from his buddies that Pat was getting real mad. I mean, he gave up millions of dollars a year. He thought we really were attacked. He did what a patriot and a warrior would do. And he got over there like all the other troops and found out it was all baloney. It's not real, folks. They're there to guard heroin to ship here to America so your daughter can become a junkie and then become a prostitute. That's what it's all about. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
In the next hour, I want to play clips of Limbaugh on the new Fox comedy show with Ann Coulter to analyze the propaganda of the liberals. If you go by their yardstick, they are liberals, on especially the finances of this country. And we're going to get into, oh, you videotaped the police speeding. Well, that's stalking. Watching us is stalking, but we're going to watch you. We'll go over that report. I also want to get your take on this big Orlando Sentinel article about the FBI informants founding and leading Nazi groups into black neighborhoods to terrorize them, again, to create the illusion of all this racism and to get hate crimes legislation passed. We'll be going over more of that. There's a big stack of news here I haven't even glanced at here. That is, we haven't even covered it in a glancing blow. I've certainly glanced at it, but we haven't even glanced off of it yet. So we'll be going over all of that. Right now, let's go to Leslie, then we'll go to Dustin in Germany and many others. Leslie in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, hi, Alec. First-time caller, and I love you, man.
Welcome. Welcome on board. We love you, too.
Like, as a Canadian, I don't know if Americans realize we have no constitutional firewalls, and like, you guys are our front line. Like, this is you know, Canada is just wide open season for these New World Orders.
It is. It's very bad.
Oh, it's, yeah, we have nothing to stop anything. We've got, you know, the Americans came up here with the Banff meeting. You know, this evolution by stealth is treason in slow motion as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, the North American Union, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. You want to get a hold of Mel Hurtig, I contacted him, and I sent you his phone number on your tip line. It looked as though he would be interested in talking to you. I introduced you guys to him. I didn't talk to him personally, but I sent him an email.
That was one of the reporters that was at the meeting, right?
Well, he's actually with the National Party, and he's the one that blew the whistle on the Banff meeting.
Yeah, I told my producer I wanted him on, Mel Hurtig.
Right. Also, we were going through our old VCR stuff on 9/11, and we gleaned out some interesting information. There's only two networks in Canada, CBC and CTV, and the main anchor is Lloyd Robertson. I'll just read you four lines here if you're interested. He actually admits to seeing the first plane, just like Bush. And this was on the afternoon or evening of September 11th.
Do me a favor, but because they read all your mail up there, now Bush admits they read the mail here too, it's part of being in a free society, label it something like Bambi or label it something like Super Bowl,
right,
or hockey,
right,
and then mail it and just don't say Alex Jones,
sure.
Just say like Kevin Smith or something or say Aaron Dykes or something and then just give my address because they do go through everything, it's again part of the freedom. And mail me that. I'd love to get that.
Like the video footage?
Yes, very useful. We always find new stuff.
We're going to try to get it onto CD off of VCR. I can just read it for your listeners if you're interested. Very short.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, here it goes. A night of reflection for all of us. To consider the fragility of life indeed and the uncertainty of what can happen to you in an instant. He snaps his fingers. As we saw this morning, when we saw that plane fly into the World Trade Center, bang. That was the beginning of it. There were two more after that. Another one at the World Trade Center, another one at the Pentagon, and then the plane that went down in Pennsylvania, which was apparently, so we're told, being diverted from another target. And this is Lloyd Robertson on September 11th, CTV, America Under Attack, it's called. So there's actually a second point there. He admits to someone telling him that the Pennsylvania plane was diverted from another target, which is kind of interesting also.
Well, also, just everybody needs to get old tapes they've got, and don't think for a second that we've seen it all. Every time somebody gets a tape off the shelf, it's CNN going, we're being told to get back. The government's going to bring down Building 7.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just these gems.
Yeah, they are gems.
Keep popping out every day like they're being dropped by leprechauns.
Another one on tape, I would try to get a cleaner view of it. When we were switching back and forth from one channel to another, Giuliani and his police chief, just as we switched to the station, a reporter asked the police chief about the rumors about bombs in the buildings. And just like anything, when your eye follows the wrong part of the video, when you actually examine Giuliani's face, he starts smiling. And then he purses his lip to stop the smile and try to wipe the smile off.
I've got to have that. Are you kidding? I'm salivating. Stay there.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.